For more than 40 years, fishing has been a way of life for Arulanandan Gee the Pongalan. Today, he's struggling to survive.
The price of fuel is too high. It was 70 rupees a liter. Now it's more than four times that. The price of nets have also gone up, and they don't last as long. Things are very difficult.
Fishermen across the country are facing the same struggle. If they don't land a proper catch, they can't cover their costs. Debts are mounting. Sri Lanka's worst economic crisis in memory left the country bankrupt, unable to pay for basic essentials like food, medicine and fuel. Agriculture is the other main earner in the former war zone. But Sinappa Maryanagam is not finding it easy. We met him drying his paddy before the rain set in. Once comfortably off, he's trying desperately to survive.
We don't have fertilizers or chemicals. They are too expensive and subsidies have been stopped. So costs are high and the yield is low. Hired labor and damage from recent floods have increased the cost. The government isn't buying paddy and the middlemen come and offer very low prices.
Farmers are coping with multiple hits, including a shortage of fertilizer and agrochemicals following a ban by the former president, since reversed. Fertilizer prices have swung wildly, between $1 and $100 per 50-kilo bag. President Ranil Wickremesinghe met farmers in northern Kilinochi on Sunday and promised the government would start buying from them at a fixed price from next week. But some economists say the government's handling of the crisis, including implementing IMF conditions, has been disastrous.
We have been market pricing energy. We've devalued the rupee. Our interest rates went up from 6% to 15.5%. And austerity measures by the government. We are seeing so many SMEs collapse in the country as well as in the north. And SMEs are the backbone of the economy because nobody can survive on such high interest rates for working capital and credit.
Communities like this are facing the worst effects of Sri Lanka's economic crisis and skyrocketing global prices. They're struggling to survive and say government claims of better times ahead sound like empty promises. Minerva Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Palali in northern Sri Lanka.